Hey, Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, joins us every Tuesday. How are you, Dee?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, I got to use the code that you and I share last week. The pig is in the house.
And it's coming back. We this upcoming weekend, we're going to see very, very cold conditions. I always talk about being from Cleveland, and I invited a bunch of people to this game, this Bears game, and one by one, they're all canceling.
I only get invited to Bears games when it's freezing and nobody wants the tickets.
That's true. Well, yeah, I've had a couple of really good friends say, oh, yeah, I'll sell you my tickets. I'm thinking, yeah. Sell. It's going to be a kickoff temperature of probably 12 or 13 degrees. Fourth quarter temperature, if we're lucky, 16. It won't be very fun out there.
Well, they used to let you, and I would do this. I don't think they let you anymore, but you'd bring a little carpet square. Because if you stand on just one carpet square, it makes all the difference in the world. It's just something about the warmth versus the cold from the cement.
That's very true. And I have this theory that once you get cold, once your kind of bones get cold, you can go in and warm up. But once you go back out, the time to get cold again will drop down to, half. They had me outside for the polar vortex for almost 2 days. And basically, you go outside, you do your shot. If you're out there maybe 10 minutes, but you're freezing, you get back in the car and then you do your next shot. And then 5 minutes in, you're freezing already. Then you get back in the car and then you do the next shot and it's 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I think that's what happens.
I think I only brought the pig in the house one time all season, last winter season. She's been in three times, and it looks like she's coming in the house on Friday and Saturday. So the cupboards in the mud room are zip-tied. Everything is emptied because there's no stopping a pig when they want something.
Wait. This isn't just a form of, this is an analogy. You really do let a
zip
pig?
Zip-tie, yeah.
Yeah. And how big is this pig?
Well, she's about 150, but which really isn't all that big because they get to be monstrous. But they just can open cupboards. That's why you don't have them inside. They can open a refrigerator. They can get food from whatever source you think that you've done a good job at hiding.
Are they housebroken? I hate to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that.
This is weird. We need this on your Instagram. We need to see the pig in the house.
The pig is in the house. Okay, so we're going to get some nasty weather beginning tonight. Is that true?
Yeah, we have a clipper system that's coming our way, and it's unusual because it's positioned a little bit more north. So what that means is it's going to bring warm air with it. So we are expecting to see potentially some freezing rain this evening, mainly north of Chicago, but when you look across our region, if you're seeing rain and you have snow that's sitting there, your soil temperature is below freezing. So I think there's going to be the potential for ice into this entire region, probably through this evening, north of Chicago, maybe a little bit later tonight.
All right. Demetrius is hanging out with us. We'll get into the weather more. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. I think so far we've had like 17 inches of snow this season.
Yes. And that's, that is a very significant stat. Everyone, a lot of people are saying, that's as much as what we had last year. And it drives me nuts because, I'm always the guy who's going to disagree. Well, we have 17 and this is the fastest. We got a storm that brought us 8. So, winter storms are not like you get the average of a quarter inch every day, winter snows, excuse me. You get storms that bring some, then bring. All we had was an early season. We had a pretty good one, a historic early season snow, but that doesn't make this one. That doesn't make this. If we don't see any more snow this year, which won't happen, this will end up being a very snow dry season. So it's kind of one of those things where you're hitting the gas and hitting the brake and hitting the gas and hitting the brake as opposed to just accelerating through the whole thing. So yes, we have almost as much snow as last year already. the real thing is last year. The real thing you focus on is last year. We only had 17 and a half, almost 18 inches of snow, almost 20 inches less than normal. That is the real outlier there. But, you know, this year, I guess it's headline worthy that we have already had basically as much as we had last year.
Right. But you even admitted you think this might be a snowier than normal winter.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be snowier. I mean, we're still 20 inches out, and things have changed. We've seen this before where we've had that significant, I think it was last 3 years, our heaviest snow occurred well before Christmas. But last year, this time of the year, we were in the 50s. So, so it can shut off, but the cold air is, you know, kind of here to stay for the next couple of weeks. So that would lead to more snow. And we do have more snow coming our way. So I do think that we're going to eclipse that 38, 40 inch mark before it's done. It's been a heck of a start, but the number of how much snow we've seen is greatly skewed by the fact that more than half of it, or just about half of it, fell in one night. So
right. Will the snow help with the drought conditions?
Yeah, any snow, any precipitation will. And don't forget, we're getting rain, too. Now, and remember, last year, we did, when you look at those numbers, that's not a precip number. That's a snow number. Temperatures were in the 50s, so if we got rain, then we still got that precip. So, there's kind of that. So I think right now, that with the path that we have, with the fact that clippers are coming through and they're bringing more snow. The last one that came through was a normal looking clipper. I thought 2 to 4, but we got 6 inches in some parts of the region and 4.8 for O'Hare. The fact that we're so cold and we have that snowpack in place means that we're kind of squeezing out a little bit more moisture. So I do think that's going to bode well for our drought conditions.
You said something about the freezing ground, and I got to tell you, my son bought me one of those 12-foot light-up deer things to put in the yard. Mm-hmm. And so I put it in a week or two ago. I decided last night I didn't like where it was, I went out to pull up the pins to move the frozen into the ground.
It'll probably be there. I mean, you got a chance tonight, but it'll probably be there till Christmas. No moving it there. No, that's we have cooled down significantly. We are colder than normal, and this upcoming weekend, the deep freeze will be on. Now, as we get into next week, the models are showing us warming into the 30s. A lot of times, when we still have this bet with Bill Snyder. I think we're going to get 50 before this year is done. I'm not done yet because a lot of times once you get a very highly amplified jet stream or long wave pattern, you get the very cold lows and you get the very warm highs. So hopefully this cold air dislodges some warm air and I get a free barbecue.
Yeah, my women's intuition says not a chance in hell.
Probably not, and I think that pig should be paying rent because
pig in the house.
She's gonna be there for a long time.
So I have friends in Seattle, and they were having to alter some plans because of the atmospheric river. And yes. I thought, oh my gosh, that means we're getting snow. Is that not going to come our way?
Typically, yeah. I mean, if you want to look for what comes our way, look in the Pacific Northwest. So the moisture will be there. For Pacific moisture to get this far, you have the Rockies and things like that, which are going to just kind of wring away a lot of that moisture. But, things will get unsettled, and that's a lot of deep layer moisture. So, yeah, I would expect that some of that will make its way here. As a matter of fact, we do have snow coming our way as we get into Friday and Saturday. So,
So get the Christmas lights up now. Today and tomorrow are your days.
Get them up now, but I ran into the thing where my gutters were frozen.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't get them in. I have half icicles, but the other half I can't get. So today is the chance, tonight. Even when don't forget, when you're talking about freezing rain, that temperature, that 32 degree temperature is 6 feet above the surface. So on that roof, you might still be well above freezing, and you might get a chance to, get things done there. Be careful, because who am I to tell you to put up Christmas lights when there's freezing rain?
But, No. So the stuff that's coming in tonight, I don't mind the snow on Friday or Saturday, but it's that mixture of freezing rain, because then if the temperatures plummet, you're walking on ice for a week.
Yeah, well, that's true. And temperatures are going to plummet after that. So we're not really expecting. Now, here's what's interesting, though. Tonight, You know, as you look up north, they're going to have what's called a flash freeze. And I mean north, like Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin. They're going to get that rain and then a flash freeze. And the temperature will drop significantly. And they're expecting they're going to have big problems with ice. For us, we're trending towards steady temperatures or warming temperatures tonight. We may get that rain out of here, get it kind of washed off. And then the cold air arrives as we get to into Wednesday, and that's when we can expect to see the colder conditions. Don't forget, it's dry air also, so you're going to run off some of that moisture. You're also going to evaporate a lot of that moisture into the atmosphere. So we may be okay. I still think it's going to be icy tonight, but we may not have lingering ice for, you know, for a week or so, because we are expecting for temperatures to warm up a little bit tonight. And tomorrow we're back into the mid-30s before the snow comes.
So we're not going to have clear skies tonight for the Northern Lights, are we?
Not a chance.
I was gonna
post it, and not a chance.
Because Hunter Miller from the Adlers, the next guest up, and so pretty much the whole Midwest will be in the clouds.
Generally, yeah, throughout tonight. Okay. We're going to see rain too. I don't think. I mean, Hunter would understand. All you need is a moment, but when you're talking about the Northern Lights, I mean, you know, you. It's kind of, it's not one of those things, like, it's not like an eclipse or something. It's something that you kind of have to be there.
Right, right. You got to hang out for a while and just hope.
Yeah.
So your forecast for the next 4 to 5 days, I know you covered it, but let's just condense it and share it with everyone.
All right. Temperatures basically steady around freezing tonight. We'll have the potential for freezing rain into this evening. Then a chance for snow as we get into Wednesday. The temperature will rise. It'll fall to around 25 by the afternoon, but it's going to rise into the 30s early in the day. And then Wednesday night, snow comes our way. Not a lot of snow. We're expecting maybe an inch or two in some areas, like near Chicago, probably 1 to 3 as you look north of the city with this clipper type system. And then some lake effect Wednesday night into portions of northwest Indiana. Thursday, we're in between systems, cold outside, high temperatures in the 20s. Friday, another chance for snow, and will be mostly cloudy with temperatures in the 20s once again. Saturday and Sunday, the pig is in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not going outside. So, we will have cold conditions. Lows maybe below zero as we get into early Sunday morning. High temperatures will be in the single digits, maybe just barely in the double digits, all the way up until just about Monday. So it gets very cold this weekend.
All right. Stay warm. We'll be watching you on TV tonight.
Thank you. I want pictures of the pig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Her name's Penelope.